You can get creative with the money, is that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we were winning $1.1 million within a competition from the ministry in 2009. And we thought, now we are rich, if you have more than $1 million. But then we made the calculations what would be necessary to be carbon free in 2030. And we needed about $100 million. And then it was the question how to raise that money. And finally, we succeeded because we had 154 project ideas and we found people who were willing to spend money within these economic projects. And so we succeeded.
Mm-hmm. This is why, I may add to that, this is why we always say partnership needs to work for both partners, and with the energy transition and the sustainability journey that we are on, it needs to make economic sense for the specific localities. There needs to be a net economic gain that also translates into increased quality of life, the desire of people to be part of this community effort, and then for people to feel a sense of pride in what we have accomplished, and not accomplished because others did it for us, but because we did it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the liquor store. That's, you know, they're building they're building a new liquor store in town.
Does it have a solar array?
Well, it hasn't been built yet. I don't know. Eric, do you know if they plan to build a solar array?
Yes, I know that plans are in work to try to figure out how to make that happen.
I don't know if they'll have as much many incentives as they did the first time around.
That's right. The incentives for the tax incentives will expire at the end of this year. You need to have the solar array operating by December 31st.
Which changes the economics, of course.
It does.
Well, on the federal level, of course, from what I've seen, it looks like the future of energy is clean coal and drilling oil. You dispute that?
It depends, if I may say this. I'm with the Institute on the Environment. So we look at the economics, and we can see that the economics of energy really are going in the direction of renewable energy. The looking at where the investment is, the new investment in energy, the majority of the dollars go into clean energy sources. What we also see here in Minnesota is a structural difference. Energy policy is made at the state level in the United States. So we're lucky to be in a system where a lot of power is allocated to the different states. It's not all Washington. I think all Minnesotans, all people in South and North Dakota, all people in Wisconsin, all of our neighbors appreciate that we are responsible for our fate in ways that maybe in Germany the different states are not. And they also envy us a little bit, our independence in making decisions on those important matters.
And if I may add, the cheapest power now is the power from wind and solar.